Surely the presence of Yes, indeed. The presence of the Lord is in this place this morning. We had a little bit longer time of music this morning. Give persons opportunity to talk and to share. For life is full, not only. Oh, yeah. Thomas Wolfe, great author from North Carolina, he got it wrong. He wrote a book called You Can't Go Home Again. Well, there's some things that you can't repeat. Yeah. Okay. Hey, it was right. Not quite one.
Hey, I'm hearing it.
But Thomas Wolfe got it wrong. It's hard sometimes to go home and it be the same because things change. But you can go home again. God created us. We're His children. We're here for a period of time until either He meets us face to face or we meet Him face to face. And that's reality. That's the truth. And that is why we gather together. And that's why we have hymns of praise, worship celebration. It's why we pray. It's why we study the Word. It's why we hear the Word. And it's why we go forward being Christ-like. Because today, as our scripture lesson tells us, Jesus unashamedly announced, I am the way what? To the Father. Why? Because I and the Father are what? One. I am the way. I am the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth. The Father, Jesus. One. And I am the life. We live in this marked time from the time we draw our first breath to the time we draw our last breath. And then we are ushered into eternity. Those are promises. And as we'll see in the Old Testament scripture lesson this morning, the everlasting arms of God are always what? With us in all that we do. Bill? Presence of Jehovah uplifts us. Songs that have been chosen this or have been selected this morning are for a reason. They're songs that are very dear. Today, before getting to the prayer concerns, we do have two birthdays that I want to mention. On Monday, Robbie Oakley has a birthday, so we want to remember him and his family. And then on Wednesday, Joyce Ellis has a birthday. And we remember Joyce, and we celebrate that opportunity to have a birthday. We were going to have a business meeting after this worship service, but we've got a few things that we need to still get together. And so this is a notice that we will have it next week. And we will get there. Also, please be marking your calendar for Wednesday, November 25th at 7 o'clock. We will have our Thanksgiving service. And so please be marking that. We'll put the announcement out, but 7 o'clock next Wednesday. Now, prayer concerns, several that need to note, and then I want to come back to two. We want to continue to remember the Rigsby family. As we know, Sue
went to be with Jesus not too long ago. So continue to remember them. Also, Jessica, you reminded me of Ashley. Is it Friddle? Okay. Who is Jessica's sister's sister-in-law. Please remember this family. She has cancer. And she has two little boys that are toddlers. Keep them in your prayers. Life has its unusual twists and turns. And there are a lot of ways that we can help. And prayer works. We know that prayer works. And so pray and reach out when you have an opportunity. Also continue to remember Lori and Mike. And Lori, it's good to see you coming in. You are coming at Lori's speed, which I expect is going to get a little faster as the weeks come on. But thanks for keeping on, keeping on. Everybody continue to uplift Lori and Mike. It's a long journey. And we're glad that you're on that journey. And Mary, glad that you're here as well. You got a rooting section here, so it's a support group, and along with a larger support group, and we're glad for that. I want to mention Joanne Massey, not Joanne Massey, but Joanne Massey, and she broke her arm recently, and so please remember her in your prayers as well as Peggy Behringer, Juanita and Aubrey Vickers, Ann Williams. Continue to remember Brandon Hudson, Emily Leeds, Dolores Farrell, Susan's cousin Leanne, and also Ray Insko. Continue to remember each one of them in your prayers. Continue to lift them up. All types of life situations and life events that are being faced, and this is the time in which we want to draw closer to the Lord. And we also, as a group of believers, want to grow closer. Peggy Peggy is, just keep her in your prayer. And I'm going to put it at that. Just keep her in your prayers and pray for strength. But just remember her at this point. Also, I want to mention two things. Jennifer Farrell went to meet the Lord this Friday night around 11 o'clock, and continue to be with Vince and Bradley and the family. This is a rough time. There will be some services at New Hope sometime, I think, maybe later this week. Those are still pending at this time, but just remember them in your prayer. That was a battle. And you know, sometimes life has those ups and downs, and you have those big swings. And she was doing quite well this past Sunday, and then things kind of took a downward turn. And so remember them in your prayers and lift them up. And then also on Friday, around 5:10 p.m., Mary Helen made a transition. And I talked to Carol about this and wanted to make sure it was okay I shared this. It's important that we be real about things. And I'll ask you to get on YouTube, not right now, unless you feel so led. And if you do, just keep it soft. There's a tremendous, powerful duet by Lynell Harris and Sandy Patty. I've Just Seen Jesus. If you've never seen that video, it's worth seeing. It's such a powerful, powerful thing. Mary Helen and Carol shared a really tight bond with music. And that was one of the songs that was continually played for Mary Helen, particularly in these last times. And the reason I want to share this with you is we all learn from those close, intimate experiences. And so Carol just felt led, she said, to play that song at about 5 o'clock Friday. Mary Helen had heard it many times. She heard it that time as well. And before the song ended, she met Jesus. That's what I wanted you to know. What a way to make that crossover. What a way. I've just seen Jesus. I'm waiting. And before it finishes, you're there. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Treasure that. That's the essence of life and the realness of life. Maybe go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, sometimes life is really hard. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, sometimes we have trouble knowing what to do, what to believe, how to believe. Lord, help us with our unbelief and help us to understand that you are here, that you were here yesterday, you're here today, and you will be here tomorrow. Dear Lord, sometimes all we want to do is holler and scream. I think of often of Captain Dan and the mast and the boat in Forrest Gump, hollering in the midst of the storm, "Lord, where are you?" Well, the Lord always shows up. And sometimes it's in the quietness of the night, and sometimes it's in the midst of the storm, but he always shows up. So, dear Lord, we ask for healing for each person that has been mentioned here this morning. And we ask for healing of our country. And we ask for strengthening of your churches, that revival may come to this land. And that we may know the truth of the gospel. And that we may know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I got a little different children's story this morning. And we have a child here this morning, so we'll... I'll just get a little bit closer here this morning. We're glad you're here today. Hey. I know you don't know me, but I'm not going to bite. Don't worry. I want to talk a little bit about focus. So I'm trying to get a little bit of help here. Can you see this picture right here? Kind of looks funny, doesn't it? Yeah, that's a picture of me, and it's also a picture with Jesse. You know how you can go to those pictures things at the mall and get everything that's kind of all out of focus and all like that? Well, sometimes we want to keep things in focus. It's important that we can see things clearly because sometimes life's a little bit like this. And, you know, we got apps on the phone. We can pull them up and we can take pictures and make all kind of distortions. We can also take a picture and tap it and bring it closer into focus. And the point this morning is to be able to see things clearly. It's kind of like this. If I take these off and I try to get into the car, you better hope you don't meet me on the road. Because there's a good chance I might not see it. And thank goodness for glasses. They help us to bring things into focus. And to kind of help us knowing about focus, and this is our lesson this morning for our children. Jesus helps us with that. I had a dear minister who was advanced in age, and he was probably ministering the church I was at. I was a teenager. You know how teenage years are. And this gentleman was in his early 80s at the time. He amazed me because I never saw him read a word of scripture. He always quoted it from memory. And I remember that to this day. The only person I've ever seen do that. They would all the time do it. You hear about it, but I was actually able to witness it. And I'm not making it up. He always quoted it. He had a saying, and it was called, "Keep your eyes on Jesus." And that's the focus. And so our scripture lesson that I'd like to share with you is in the Gospel of John, and it's John 14:6. And in this scripture, Jesus reminds us of something very important. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me." And so whether we're young, a little older, older and older, and I won't say a lot older, I'm not going to say anything. That truth and that focus remains the same. So we're glad you're here today, and we're glad that we can share the good news. Thank you. main thing. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said this. Non-negotiable. Now, before we get into this, let me just make one other announcement. I just forgot to announce that my mind's a little bit wandering this morning. Mary Helen's, the visitation for her will be this afternoon from 2 to 4 at Hall Wynn. They will be doing it in the chapel where they can practice distancing. So that will be from 2 to 4 this afternoon at Hall Wynn. The service, it will be a graveside service at Lowe's Grove Baptist Church Cemetery at 11 o'clock in the morning. And so I just wanted to make sure. I feel most people know that, but I just wanted to reinforce that. The way, the truth, and the life. This is the sixth I am saying of Jesus. Jesus revealing in the Gospel of John exactly who he is. And in doing so, he helps give us focus and he clarifies some things for us. You see, self-help programs can maybe help us get a little focus. They can sometimes help make things a little clearer for us. But they can't get us to our purpose. And they don't get us to our purpose because the focus is on who? The self. Whereas in understanding our purpose, the focus is not on ourself, it's on God. It's a fundamental difference. See, we can, you know, standard formulas for self-help are things like you got a dream. You got to have a vision. But if God is not part of that dream or vision, is it really going to work? Oftentimes we'll talk about values that we have. But if those values aren't grounded in God, something vital is missing. We can talk about goals and strategic plans. How many of you have started, raise your hand, how many of you have started a day knowing exactly what you were going to do, and by the end of the day, you had done it? No, we try. God always reminds us who is in control. Strengths. Where is the source of your strength? Willpower is not enough. Our own resolve to do something is not enough. God provides that strength. Discipline is important. But we can wander, can't we? We all have our wildernesses that we go through. Belief. We can believe when things are going our way, but when things aren't going our way and life is throwing a lot of curves at us, do our beliefs get shaken? Sometimes they do. Accountability. Who do we ultimately answer to? I'm going to say something that may sound strange. Thank God, thank goodness it's God. Why do I say that? God is merciful. God is just, but he's merciful. He's gracious. And his love is unending. Perseverance. How often do we quit right before success? See, sometimes we have the tendency to give up. But Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He does not what? Give up. We can get there. So I'm not putting self-help down. I'm just saying self-help's not enough because the focus is on self and fails to realize that the help comes from God too often. Doesn't realize that. How can I say that? I want to invite you to turn to Deuteronomy. Chapter 33. And let's take a look at verses 26 and 27, the first part of it. God is our refuge, and He holds us in His arms, which are everlasting. Hear these words. There is none like the God of Yeshurun. Now, you're asking, who's Yeshurun? In the Hebrew Bible, this is a term that is often used for the people of God or for the land of Israel. Like the God of Yeshurun, who rides the heavens to your aid, the clouds in His majesty. The God of old is your dwelling place, and underneath are His everlasting arms. You see, Charles Spurgeon has some really great insight on this passage. He says, you realize that a refuge is like a home. It's like a mansion. It's like an abiding place. Now, the reason I went back to this scripture, or I feel the Lord led me to this scripture, is that when we get ready to look at the Gospel of John and that I am the way, the truth, and the life, do you know what the introductory verses are to that? Fret not, let your heart not be troubled. I have prepared a what? Place for you. A dwelling place. That mansion, that abiding place. Were it not so, I would tell you. So we can be safe in God. We can rest in God. We can lose our hearts in God and not fear being misunderstood. How many of you today are afraid to say much of anything for fear that somebody's going to take it the wrong way? Yeah. You know, we kind of go on pins and needles. But in God, we don't have to worry about being misunderstood because God created us. He knows us. His everlasting arms. I like the way Spurgeon put it. His arms are above us. That's good because sometimes we need to be what? Lifted up. They're beneath us because sometimes we what? We fall down, don't we? I'm not going to say anything. We fall down. Sometimes they're before us. Thank goodness. Sometimes they're before us. But always, always, they're around us. Those everlasting arms. Paul in the early church understood this. Because if you go back to Acts chapter 17, take a look at verse 28, you will find this statement, in God we live, move, and have our source of being. It's God. It's God that makes the difference. It's God that matters. And so that brings us to another point. And so I invite you now to turn to John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Jesus sharpens our focus and clarifies our purpose. And our purpose is to know
and glorify God. And the way to do that is through Jesus. So in chapter 14, you've been to many funeral services or homecoming services or celebration of life services. And you've heard these words many times before. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. I think it's very interesting the way that's put together. Let not your hearts be troubled. Why do our hearts get troubled too often? We have trouble believing. We have trouble believing. Lord, help us in our unbelief. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If not, I would have told you. Is there a room for you? Is there a room for me? Yes, it's there. Some of us just aren't in any hurry to occupy it, but we know that it's there. We believe that it's there. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself so that where I am, you may be also. You know the way to where I'm going. Now, Thomas, you got to love him. Thomas comes up and says, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? But you know, we're like that a lot. We look at things, and if it doesn't make sense right at the beginning, we kind of get frustrated about it. And so Jesus just simply answers the question very calmly. Jesus told Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. No one comes to the Father except through me. So, what's Jesus telling us? One, our hearts may be in turmoil, but they don't have to be. There is rest. There is assurance. We belong to God, and there are many rooms in God's house. And a room has been prepared for us. God is a good Father. Jesus has prepared the way, but we must believe. We must believe. You see, all religious paths don't lead to the same destination. Now, I know that's not politically correct. I know we live in a pluralistic world. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I trust Jesus, and I believe what Jesus said. And while this is not politically correct, it is biblically correct. It is the gospel. As I said earlier, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. Our destination is heaven. And Jesus, the great I am, has prepared a place for all of us then and when? Now. Then and now. You really can have your cake and eat it too. That you can do. Jesus is the great I am. Reminded of a 15th century saying by Thomas A. Kempis. Let me read this to you. Without the way, Jesus said he is the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing about things. Without life,
there is no living. So if we want to know the way, if we want to know what is truth, if we want to know what life really is, whom do we want to know? Jesus, the great I am. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, there's a great hymn. It's a shame we don't have the hymn books out right now, because if we did right now, we would sing this one. And Phil, if you want to kind of cue it up for the end, this will be okay too, but you take whatever lead you want to take. There's a great hymn called Leaning on the Everlasting Arms of Jesus. You know it. What a fellowship. Joy divine. May we walk in the pilgrim way set forth by who? Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We have nothing to dread or fear in life, because we are safe and secure in the everlasting arms. May we lean on the everlasting arms. That chorus, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. That's Deuteronomy. And that's John 14, all together, all in one song, leaning on those everlasting arms. And so, you know, I think Rick Warren got it right in The Purpose-Driven Life. I went back earlier this week. Last few weeks have been quite challenging. And I decided that I needed to kind of clarify focus. Do you ever get a point in your life you kind of feel like you're out of sync, out of focus? We all get there. We know what it is. And so I didn't have to pull the book off the shelf and dust it off, because I pull it off right often. But I pulled it off and decided I need to reread that first chapter and reminded me of some things that are very, very important. We are created for God's pleasure. We are created, our purpose is to glorify God. Success in terms of the world standards are not success in terms of how God looks at it. Our purpose is to glorify God. And how do we do that? Rick Warren reminds us of something. We were created for God's pleasure. And what have we been doing today? Now, that's a little bit somber tone, and I apologize for keeping it somber, but that's where we're coming from today. We're going to keep it real. We are created for God's pleasure, and we worship. And today is still worship. Because we're glorifying God in the presence of Jehovah. I've just seen Jesus leaning on the everlasting arms. Throughout the ages, persons have understood this, and we understand it today. We're also part of God's family. We're not homeless. We're really not homeless. Let me tell you something. Homelessness is a hard, hard thing. Someone told me a story, true story, recently, where a person had gotten quite despaired and was found in their car. They had no place to go. And the ending was not a good ending. Life is hard. Life is hard.
We are part of a family. God created us. We are His children. There are those who may be homeless in one form or another. May we reach out to them. May we offer grace and comfort and mercy and unconditional love. We are also created to be Christ-like. He said, what is Christ-like? Jesus had a way of making things real simple for us. You want to be Christ-like? Two things. Love who? God. And love who? Your neighbor as yourself. So simple, but so hard to do. Love God, love your neighbor. We're created to serve God. But to serve God, we must be willing to be what? Last. Now, I'm not going to ask if there's something on the food in the table, if there's food out there on the table, is there a rush sometime to see who's going to be first at food? There's a trick in being last. Generally, the food's not going to run out. When everybody else is chomping down, if you last, you can put as much on your plate as you want to, and people are not going to necessarily notice it till you what? Sit down. And in today's COVID environment, nobody's going to take it out of your plate. So you're safe. you're safe on that one. No, but in all jest, allowing others to go forward. Being willing to step back and to help. That's critical. And then this last one, and this is where we get personal. Rick Warren asks us that God has given each one of us a mission in life. Do we know what our mission is? Do we know what our purpose is? God has given each one of us a purpose. He really has. And that purpose can change and take various forms at different points in our life. And let me suggest something. If you feel that your life is a little bit out of sync, ask God to clarify your purpose. Lord, help me to see why I'm here now, at this time, facing what I'm facing, doing what I'm doing. Give me the strength and the courage to accept the mission that you would give me. And in doing so, may we willing to be to respond and say, Lord, here am I. Remember that Fanny Crosby song? One of the last songs that they found. They found after she had died. Lord, here am I. So if something is missing in your life, could it be Jesus? If it is, accept Him. Allow Him into your lives. Whoever may be listening today to this message, allow Jesus into your life. Accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Be willing to follow Him. He can give you that direction, that purpose, that truth, that fullness of life that you seek. And if you make that decision, please contact a local church, a group, and be a part of their ministry. Join in spreading the good news. Join in bringing light to this world. If you want to rededicate your life, you can do that now, right where you are. Make that commitment to dig deeper. Allow the roots in your own tree to grow deeper. You know, when we ask God for strength, and we ask God for perseverance, and we ask God for direction, and we ask God to be present, those are all things that we want, right?
What do we often forget when we ask God that? What's God going to do? How does God answer that? He gives us circumstances, situations, events in our life where we learn those lessons. That's how we learn it. That's how we know that those everlasting arms are there. Because if you haven't been knocked off your feet, you don't know that the arms are there, do you? You can believe that they're there, but it's when you're knocked off your feet that you find out that they what? Are there. You know God's love when you need it most and you feel most abandoned. God is there. And in the midst of a joy that you have, look at the twinkle of another person's eye, and you will see the face of God coming right into your arms. Or as a child who has endured the service, grabs hold for those arms. You see, there's the image. Those are those arms that grab us and hold us and let us know that all is good. So as we leave today and we enter a world filled with people who need to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and as a church, we need to be willing to be bold to share the good news, to share what we are for. People need to know what we are for. Unconditional love, grace, mercy, compassion, unselfishness. As we enter this world, may we be motivated by the fact that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. May we go and be ambassadors of God's peace and spread the good news. Amen.
trust thee.